This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the ideals of the Constitution in their behaviour, fulfil their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. Addressing a grand event organised at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day yesterday, President Murmu described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of a social justice and inclusive development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organisation challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court yesterday. The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and need of the country and serves as the guiding light for citizens. Mr. Modi remarked that it is due to the Constitution's strength that it has been fully implemented in Jammu and Kashmir. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, "The Indian Constitution is the fundamental base of unity, integrity and development of India." Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna said, "The nation honours this historic occasion not merely as a celebration of adoption of the Indian Constitution, but as an ode to a living and breathing document." The Manipur government has decided to continue the closure of all educational institutions in the state in view of the prevailing law and order situation. The State Education Department issued an order informing the public that all schools, including central schools and valley districts, shall continue to be closed from today until further notice. Meanwhile, the State Higher and Technical Education Department said the colleges and state universities located in the districts where curfew has been imposed. The district magistrates shall continue to be closed from today until further notice. The schools, colleges and universities in Manipur have remained closed since 16 November after widespread protests against killing of six people in the Jiribam district. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said yesterday that the Digital Life Certificate, DLC, introduced for the convenience of pensioners and elder citizens, has crossed the record 1 crore mark in the ongoing DLC 3.0 campaign. Dr. Singh said this landmark will go a long way in bringing ease of living for elder citizens and live up to the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi as expressed by him in the recent episode of Mann Ki Baat. The DLC Campaign 3.0 is being held in 800 cities and towns of India from the 1st of this month. More than 1900 camps have been held across the country between the 1st and 25th of this month. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right to freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said, it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh, Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jyot Chinmoy Krishna Das. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. Meanwhile, in Bangladesh, law enforcers charged batons and fired sound grenades on devotees and followers of ISKCON, Pundrik Dham, who had gathered on the premises of Chittagong Magistrates Court, demanding the release of their leader. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema today. Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh are also likely to experience dense fog in the night and morning hours today. The weather department added that there will be no large change in minimum temperatures over the western Himalayan region during the next 24 hours, but can witness a gradual fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius thereafter. Central India, Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha will see a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius after 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.